are moving on to the final section, which we comment about the Innovation Award nominees and winners, starting with the Innovation Award of JS classes. So we're starting with the winners of December. The nominees of December, they were voted in January, so in February the results come out, so now we can comment. Arthur, which package would you like to comment?
Let me share a screen first. It should be shared, right? Okay, so the one I wanted to comment is the package that's called Observer Pattern, which was developed by Chi Huang from France. And what this package does, it manages the list of observers that observe some changes in another object. When I viewed the first example, then it did not make any sense to me. I don't know if you see anything, but basically those are some internal classes that they use. But when I ran the example, it actually made quite sense. It generates the list of observers that observe the changes in time class and get updated when it updates. So basically, that's the example of how it runs. I don't know why there are some internal classes that does it, but yes, there are basically the main class is the list that handles all the observers. Okay, so and.
Okay, so
Chi Huang got also 1 year server license. IP to country for this package.
That's good. And on my behalf, I'd like to comment on another package, which is Unidom.js from Joseph from the United States. And he developed a package that provides an abstraction to access DOM elements, but usually the existing APIs, even in the browser, to get DOM elements, they use the exact names of the classes or identifiers. So this package provides a different alternative that allows to use regular expressions. So if you want to match elements that start with some name, you can put a regular expression and search for it in that way.
And so this is like query selector only with regular expressions.
Exactly. That's a different alternative, and for that it was nominated, and he did not pick a prize actually, because I tried to contact him and so far he did not return. So Joseph, if you are listening to this, please contact back so you can reclaim your prize. So now let's talk about the Innovation Award rankings. This time we are already in 2015, and although we did not talk yet about the nominees of 2015, you can talk already about the rankings. And we only had one nominee in January. It was a low month, and so far there is not much more to say than to say that Anders Doth is leading, because nobody else is participating in January, and for that Hungary is leading also the ranking by countries. So that's all we have to say about this ranking for this month. So let's move on with the Innovation Award of PHP classes. And in December there were like 10 nominees. They were nominated in December, then in January there was the vote, and in February the results come out. So let's comment about these packages. Arthur, which ones would you like to start?
Okay. So the first one I wanted to comment is a class named PHP SSH Shell Script Generator, developed by Nadir Latif from Pakistan. And basically what this class does, it generates it takes SSH command from a file and generates like a shells script that could be executed on multiple remote servers, remote computers. So basically, you can create one PHP script to control multiple remote servers, update them, restart them with this class. So it's pretty cool, and probably that's why it also won the innovation award. And Nadir got one subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine. And the second one I wanted to comment on is a class that is called PHP Dropbox Backup Uploader, developed by Ettore Moretti from Italy. And well, we all need to manage backups. Some of us saving them on the same server, some of them uploading it to others, some of them emailing them. And this class, what it provides is the option to save your backups to your Dropbox folder, which syncs with your computer. And I think that's an awesome option to do that. And Ettore got one downloadable ebook of choice by Aureli for this class. Other ones that I wanted to comment on is the class named Morphos by Bob Morgan from Russian Federation. And what this class does, it can like morph the words. You provide one word in singular and it will translate it to plural, and it works for Russian and English words. Bob Morgan got one downloadable copy of Komodo IDE for this class. Next class is PHP File Path Normalizer, which basically normalizes the absolute path and allows you to check it. It was developed by Michael Cummings from the United States. And as far as I understood, the applications would be mostly for security purposes, to check paths if they are executing any scripts. Then it would be easier to check with that which script and which directory does it execute in. And Michael Cummings got PHP Storm ID personal permanent license for this class. And the last one I would like to comment on is PHP MySQL Full Text Search. So what this class does, it basically allows you to perform full text searches on multiple fields in the table, and also provides an auto-correction options for your searchable keywords. So it's really nice, and if you need such functionality, that you could use the class. It was developed by Taiwo Peace from Nigeria, and he got a downloadable copy of Code Lobster Professional for this class. So that's it on my part.
Well, on my behalf, I would also like to comment on a few classes. Let me share the screen here. Well, the first one that I would like to comment is this one from Andre Liechti. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right. He's from Switzerland, and it is called Pure PHP UV Cloud Authentication. But what it does is to check one-time passwords on multiple servers. This is not a trivial matter, but it's related with security, and one-time passwords are used to share tokens that can only be used once, and they allow avoiding replaying attacks like, for instance, you pass a password and somebody stolen that password, but since it can only be used once, it will not work more than the first time. So, it's YubiKeys, I suppose this is a product that generates one-time passwords, and it can check them with a cloud of servers. So for this, Andrea picked one downloadable copy of PHP Ad Professional. And the next package that I wanted to comment is this one from Jacob Fogg, PHP Google Custom Search API, which is basically a response to a recommended package request. Several people, actually a developer, posted a request for a package that could call this API of Google, which is basically a programmatic way to perform searches in a way that Google allows it. Because there are people that are scraping the search results of Google by crawling their search pages, but that is not acceptable by Google. Sometimes they block the IPs and so on. So the right way to use the Google search is to use this API. And Jacob was nominated for that, and he picked one copy of VS PHP, which is an extension for Visual Studio, to work more well integrated with PHP. So congratulations to Jacob. The next package that I would like to comment is a Christmas gift, which is a very peculiar class by Roberto Aleman from Venezuela. He developed a sort of algorithm that helps you decide you should buy a gift for you or for another person. It was developed in the Christmas season, so it was very interesting, and it takes in consideration several aspects. It asks questions, and depending on your answers, it determines if you should give the gift or not. It's quite curious, this package, and Roberto picked the DWeb Pro license for as prize for his submission. The next package that I want to comment is Joomla Siebel Post, which is a package that can post an article in a Joomla Siebel installation, but you can do it from outside Joomla, so you don't need to use the Joomla code to integrate with this type of Joomla installation. I do not know what is exactly what is Joomla Siebel. It's probably an extension. Joomla users know it better, but it seems to be useful because you can do that, post articles from outside the installation, so you can integrate existing applications with your Joomla setup. And the author, Leandro Cunha from Brazil, picked a book of choice from PACT. The next PACT that I wanted to comment is from Kyo Wang. Actually, you already talked about this because he was interviewed for the Innovation Award. And basically, he had implemented a compression algorithm called RLE. This algorithm is very simple and not very used because it does not achieve great results. It was used in the early days when almost nobody was using compression. It's very simple. And actually, Ki Wang from France, he in the interview explained that it was an exercise for an interview, a job interview that he had taken, and they asked him to implement this algorithm or something like that. So it's innovative, although it's probably not very useful these days, but it's still interesting. And for that, Kyo picked a copy of Zen Studio that I think you already received it. So now, finally, we are talking about the ranking of the Innovation Awards, since we are already considering the nominees of January. We don't have many news to talk about. Just to say that mostly this is the ranking of the by author is the ranking of practically the same ranking as the package that were nominated. So it is led by Raskin Benyamin from Russia, and followed by Rafael Rodriguez, that add to package being nominated, and for that you already got 8 points so far. So there are several others here with less points. We're not going to comment all of them. Just move on to the Innovation Award championship by country, which is led so far by Russian because it's the country as the leader, Raskin Veniamin, then followed by Cuba with 8 points, which are the same points of Rafael Rodriguez from Cuba, as I mentioned. So then the rest are practically the same positions of the other winners. So starting next month, when we have winners of different months scoring in this ranking, let's see how this ranking evolves. So practically we have ended this hangout without my image, unfortunately, but we still have the image of Arthur's. I'd like to thank you, Arthur, again for coming. And on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.